Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, scripture reading for this evening hour can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And let us first sing from Psalter 229, stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Blessed they who in thy house abide, they still to thee shall render praise. Blessed they who in thy strength confide, and in whose hearts are Zion's ways. Though passing through a vale of tears, like springs of joy, thy grace appears. 3, 4, and 5 of Psalter 229.
Before we read from God's holy word, 1 Samuel chapter 3, we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, that his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out, in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lay down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not my son. Lay down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord had said unto thee, I pray thee, Hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also. If thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, thou who art almighty and who art all-knowing, who art our creator, our all-sufficient provider, but also the decreer and the redeemer of the salvation of thy people. Thou who hast brought into this world, thou who callest and in one moment we depart out of this world, then thou knowest what has taken place even in this very day, when one out of our very midst, who has come up with us Sabbath after Sabbath day to hear thy word, and in this morning hour thou hast called her to depart out of this life and to exchange this time for that great and that never-ending eternity. Thou hast called her to lay down life here upon this world as she was yet young. Lord, thou didst not ask any questions. Thou didst not ask her husband. Thou didst not ask her children. Thou didst not ask her. But thou speakest, and men stand before thee. And so has she stood in this very morning, as stood at thy great judgment seat, there to appear before thee, there to give an account of all thy goodness, to give an account of all her life, to give an account of all that she has received out of thy hand, the goods of this life, thy holy word that has come unto her, and thou didst ask her what she has done with all this, then we cannot enter with her in that place, not her husband, not her children. They have remained behind. She has gone on before them. O Lord, wilt thou look upon those that are left behind? For there will be in their heart a great sorrow. Wilt thou remember them as thou alone art able? But wilt thou look upon each and every one of us? Because we are even as the beast that perish, thy word does say. Because we do not understand. Then we see our fellow men depart out of this world, called by thee. And there is no might against that death that comes. There is no discharge in that war. There is no man that can stay it. But Lord, we need to be given understanding hearts by thee, that we also may be prepared, that we may seek thee while thou art to be found, and that we may take heed to that which we have heard also in the week that has gone by. For here we have no continuing city, no continuing city. It will come to an end here below for those who are old. It will come to an end for those who are young. Oh, we beseech thee that thou may impress our hearts in a saving way, even in this day under this calling that is coming to each and to every one of us. And that day is coming that we also must set our house in order, for we shall die and not live. And when we have no continuing city here below, all that we may be given by that grace to seek one that is to come. All thou dost say in thy word, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. They can live. They can die. They have an only comfort in life and in death, when they may know that they are not their own, but that they may belong unto their faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. O Lord, how we need Him, to receive Him by a true and living faith. And because then it is possible to speak much, but then to know for ourselves from thy own mouth that is so necessary that we may live and that we may die. O Lord, we beseech it of thee, God of heaven and of the earth, and who hast paid that price for thy church, and that thou may bring them in, and who dost declare it even unto this very day, Sabbath after Sabbath day, in the giving and the preaching of thy holy word. O, we beseech thee, Lord, that thou wouldst come unto us and unto our children, that thou may remember us as a congregation, and let not this calling, this serious calling, go by us. Oh, it was but a few weeks' time between that message she has received and the time that she has entered into that great eternity. Many are not given even a moment, cut off in an accident. Lord, that thou may look upon us. There is only one hope that is in thee, that thou would stop us this day. For we know not what a day may bring forth. We know not our life, know not for this day, not for this hour. Stop us, Lord. Stop us upon our mad career. Turn us again. Oh, draw us. Draw us that we might run after Thee. Turn us, Lord, and we shall be turned. Oh, seek us out. Then we cannot escape Thee. Then it shall be effectual. Then we shall receive that calling that is internal. Then we shall receive that calling that is effectual. Wilt thou look upon all the afflicted and the sick? Thou knowest where that they are. And all those that mourn, all that are in the hospitals, all that must miss their loved ones. Wilt thou be on the right and on the left? And wilt thou bless and sanctify all the ways to us and to our dear children? And wilt thou look upon our youth? Oh, cause them in the days of their youth to remember their Creator, that they may forsake this world and every former friend, and every device of Satan, whereby he seeks to blind the eyes for the reality of a sin and its consequences, the evil of sin, the love of God, and the gift of eternal life that thou hast given in thine only begotten Son. O Lord, wilt thou open our blind eyes? And for the first time or by renewal, thou givest also gladness, even in the midst of sorrows, in the midst of our congregation. And when children may be born, Lord, remember mother and child together. Oh, that thou may help also to strengthen the body, and wilt thou grant hearts that may acknowledge thee in truth and in uprightness, for that great blessing that comes alone from Thee. And when they have received out of Thy hand a child, O Lord, it is a gift from Thee, that they may feel it, that they may know it, that they may receive also an impression of their great responsibility, and that they may cry to Thee for help. Remember us all as parents. Help us in the bringing up of our children. Help our teachers in our own school. Oh, grant them faithfulness. Grant them the fear of thy name. May it be also in a practical way as they stand before our children day by day. And those that are educated in other places, in their own homes, those that will go also to universities and further education. Lord, thou knowest also where Satan dwells. Oh, that thou may remember them, and that thou may keep them, when Satan desires to have our youth and our children. Remember those who will begin the confession of faith class in this week. Lord, that thou may be near and dear unto us, and when we may meet from week to week, and when we may set thy word before us and the doctrines which are contained therein. Oh, we ask thee help from above, and that it may be a good season that we may meet together, and that we may feel something of thy nearness and thy presence together, and that thou may raise up children and youth among us, and that may fear thee. Wilt thou look on those also that have wandered away from thy truth? Lord, thou art able to look them up again. We beseech thee also for them. And wilt thou bring them again if it could please thee? Look upon us in mercy also as a congregation in this night. We are gathered round thy word of truth. Lord, we ask of thee thy presence and thy nearness. For we without thee we can do nothing. And without thy spirit, then it shall only testify against us in that great day of days. Strengthen us to bring thy word. Oh, do fill us with a measure of thy spirit. Take away everything that can be a hindrance. And wilt thou show that thou goest before us. And that there may be a place also for the seed of thy word to fall. May it be upon young and old together. And that we may say it was good for us to be here. For the Lord was in our midst. Do forgive all of our sins. And keep us from sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 163 all the stanzas. O Lord, my God, most earnestly, my heart would seek thy face within thy holy house once more. To see thy glorious grace. And what follows in 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 163.
Thank you.
congregation, the words of our text for this evening hour can be found in that portion of God's Word which was read to you, 1 Samuel chapter 3, and thereof the 10th verse. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." So far the words of our text. The Lord reveals himself to Samuel in Shiloh. First, a wonderful coming. And the Lord came and stood. Second, a tender calling, and called, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Third, an instructed answer. Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Thus the Lord reveals himself to Samuel in Shiloh. First, the wonderful coming. Second, the tender calling. And third, an instructed answer. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. That is, the word of the Lord that was prized. The word of the Lord that was very valuable. How is that with us? Can we say also that the word of the Lord that is so very valuable, and that the word of the Lord is precious unto us? Gold, that is one of the precious metals. And what makes gold so precious? That is, as the other precious metals, that gold is very scarce. That it is one of those metals that is very rare, that is difficult to come by, and those that are the more scarce are those that are all the more valuable. And now we read here, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And why? Because we read further, there was no open vision. That is, that word from heaven that was sparse, that they did not hear so much from the Lord, that there was no prophet of the Lord. And you understand, boys and girls, that in those days they didn't have the Word of God like you and I have. But in those days it was necessary that that Word would be brought by man. That the Lord would communicate, for example, unto Moses. And then Moses, he spoke unto the people. That the Lord would speak unto Joshua. And then Joshua would tell the people what the word of the Lord is. And now we read that there was no open vision. That is, that there was no special prophet of the Lord. And that the Lord was revealing his word unto. That everything was for the children of Israel at that time. So very, very quiet. That is to whom? That is to God's own people. that is, to his own chosen. And why? Well, why was it that we read that that communication between heaven and the earth, between God and that crown of his creation, that was cut off in paradise? That was because of sin. And now we have heard what has happened also in the midst of God's own people, that they have departed from the ways of the Lord, that they have left the commandments of the Lord, and that Eli, as priest, he has hardly spoken unto his sons to reprove them, and he has certainly not cast them out of that priesthood. And now we read that there was no open vision, so that the Lord, he is withdrawing himself. And at the same time, the enemy that is in and amongst the children of Israel, so that they have power over God's people. And the Lord, he as it is at the same time so quiet. There were many for whom that meant nothing, because they had their ceremonies. We would say they could go to church and they could go back home again, and for them that was sufficient. But now there was another people who mourned. They mourned because they had not to miss the ceremonies, but they mourned because they had to miss the word of the Lord. Oh, that word of the Lord that was so scarce. And they had need, they had desire for more than that which was outward. Oh, my friends, do we have also need for more than that is outward? Or is it now sufficient for us to come and to go from the place of the holy week after week? We have heard what has taken place in this morning. We have said in the consistory room, we as a minister, we must go so often into those places, those rooms where death is coming. And there you have, at least in an outward way, a little impression. Oh, the solemnity of our life, the seriousness of our life, that we are carrying with us a soul, and that we are traveling to a never-ending eternity. Oh, then there are times that you go out of that place, and then you cannot understand how this world can keep going. Then you cannot understand how man, he is going on and on in his labors. Then you go home to your house. Then you come to your congregation. Oh, you would like to say to your children, to your family, you would like to say to your flock, come with me a moment. Come with me a moment. Apart from all the busyness of this world, oh, come with me and stand there. Stand there where a man, where a woman, where a boy, where a girl is going to pass out of this time and is going to, in one moment, enter into that never, never ending eternity. Oh, come with me a moment and stand there and experience something of the solemnity of our life. then we feel at least in an outward way that we need more than a ceremony, that we need more than a Sabbath day, then we need more than the outward word of God. Oh, then we need that the Lord would speak. Then we need to know something in our life between the cradle and the grave, that we may be able to live in happiness, and that we may be able to die in peace. Oh, it is in that place that a man feels that he is not just a person without a soul, but that he has a never-dying soul, and that is living forever and forever. And that there are only two places that a man is spending, going to his long, to his eternal home. Oh, for many here, it meant nothing, but there was a people who mourned. They mourned. Why? Because they heard not from the Lord. Oh, do we mourn also because we hear not from the Lord? Because there is no word from heaven? Because our soul knows not the voice of the Lord? Will that church perish? That church that the Lord, he has brought them out of the land of Egypt. He has brought them through that sea. He has led them 40 years through that wilderness. He has given unto them that land of Canaan. Oh, will that church that is brought to such a low place, will that church now perish? No, congregation, that is so impossible, because that church does not keep itself, because that church cannot keep itself. But there is a decree. There is a decree already from eternity, and there is a covenant also from eternity, so that it is so impossible, howsoever low that people sin, sin themselves, they cannot sin themselves outside of grace. But whose power is it to restore that people? Oh, it lays not in the power of the people, but it lays in the power of the Lord. The Lord is restoring his people out of the pit. The Lord, he will restore. When Adam has sinned everything away, then the Lord is coming. And we see that here too, because we see that the Lord is now giving. When that church has come so very, very low, and now the Lord is giving unto them a Samuel. And our children will know that it is not only a Samuel, but now Samuel, he is going to anoint a David. And we will see how that David, he will be an instrument in the hand of the Lord to deliver the children of Israel from all of their enemies. And so that David, he is a type. He is a type of that greater David, that anti-type of himself, who will deliver his church out of that pit. And so we have here actually in this evening a blessed beginning. It is a blessed beginning of that deliverance of the Lord. Deliverance of his own people out of that place where they have brought themselves. And therefore we say it is a wonderful coming that we may consider in this evening. And why a wonderful coming? Because it is not the desert of that people that is in the first place. But the Lord, he does that so freely. Oh, we say it is a wonderful coming. And why? because the Lord is coming just at that time, that it is for that people themselves so impossible to fight against the corruption. There is an enemy on the outside. There is an enemy on the inside. The church, we heard, that is degraded so low. And the expectation of that people, all that has come so low. And then, in the impossibility of men, the Lord is taking His opportunity. We say a wonderful coming. Why? Because it is the Lord. He is coming in such a small way. The Lord is coming in such a way that is not even perceived. There is He beginning. He is beginning in the heart of a woman, in the midst of that congregation. Or He is placing a burden in the life of a woman. We have heard it. It is a henna, and she is given an outward burden, her womb that is shut up. But we have heard that she has a much greater burden. Oh, the Lord has placed that church as a burden upon her heart, and her desire for that child is a desire for the welfare of that church of God. Thus the Lord is beginning with a little child. The Lord, He says, as it were, I must begin all over again. I must, as it were, start from the beginning. And before the Lord is going to speak to His people in a public way, then we find the Lord, He is coming first in a private way. Thus, before the Lord has spoken through Paul, the Lord has spoken unto Paul. And the Lord, before the Lord has spoken through Luther, and then the Lord has spoken unto Luther. And so we read here of the beginning. Oh, it seems so very little. It seems so very insignificant. But it is the beginning, as it were, of the restoration of that true people of the Lord. Imperceptible even to that remnant, that mourning remnant of the Lord. Do you know what the Lord does? The Lord, He does it all by Himself. He does it all by Himself. Always in the life of His people. When did He begin that deliverance? He began that deliverance already in that covenant of redemption. That was before even their existence. Oh, where does that deliverance begin? We can read it begins even in as a conceived child in the womb of a virgin. Oh no, that was not with any man, but the Lord, He says, before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. If we are perceptive, and then we can notice the workings of the Lord already in the last chapter, because we can read several times that the Lord, He is denouncing the judgments on the house of Eli. But in contrast to this, then we read over and again how that the Lord is bringing a Samuel into the foreground. We read, wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Later we read again in the judgment against Eli and his house. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. The last verse that speaks again, it says, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. And what does the next verse say? It says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Thus, over and over again, the Lord is setting forth this contrast. He has judged the house of Eli because of their sin. But the Lord is sending deliverance for his people. And thus the people that are mourning, they are also receiving the upholding of the Lord. They may receive from time to time the comforts of the Lord. So that we read in verse 20, and all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Is that not a wonder? Because these two parents, Hannah, Elkanah, or they have taken that child and they have given that child into the hands of Eli. And they knew that those sons were there also. Oh, you can be sure that there were many fears. And you can be sure that there were many prayers that have gone up from these two godly parents for this child. That the Lord would keep him. That the Lord would instruct him. Oh, they did not leave him in the hands of Eli, no. But they left him in the hands of the Lord. And they were not put to shame. We see that in our second thought, a tender calling. It is dark. It is very early in the morning. The sun that has not yet come up. We read, ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord. That lamp burned, was lit in the evening, burned all the night, and then it went out in the morning. But now it is before and that lamp is gone out. Eli is sleeping in one of the chambers of the tabernacle. And Samuel is sleeping not too far away. Because Samuel, he is ministering unto Eli the priest. He is now an old man. His eyes are dim that he cannot see. And that little Samuel, he is given the task every morning, and that he may open the doors of that house of the Lord that belonged to the Levites. But Samuel, he is given that special task. And now, early in that morning, and before the sun is up, suddenly Samuel is awakened. He hears a voice. He hears his name, Samuel. O congregation, what a wonder. The Lord, he calls this child, the Lord from heaven. He speaks to this young boy We don't know how old he was. Oh, children, young people, maybe he was 10 years old, 12, 14, 16, we don't know. Are you jealous? Do you say in your heart, O Lord, could thou speak also unto me? Does that live in your heart? Maybe, young people, you say no. Maybe then you live a life in this world that you say I would not want, and that the Lord would come, because your conscience tells you, and that the Lord, he would come in his wrath, the Lord would come in his hot displeasure. But Samuel, he was a boy that feared the Lord. And now the Lord, he is calling this young boy. Are you called? Does the Lord call you too? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. In an outward way, every one of us is called. You see that word? Every time that it is read, every time that it is preached, every time that you sit with it on your knees, before you go to bed, when you get up in the morning, every time, then the Lord is calling. He is calling unto you. And we are so deaf. We do not hear it. We push it away. We think it is for others. Oh, how different it is when the Lord is coming with that internal, with that irresistible call. What a difference. Arminius didn't want to speak about a difference. He didn't want to say there is a difference between that external call by which that word that is coming to everyone that hears, and by which the Lord is calling unto us. He didn't want to say that we needed anything more. But we see there is a distinction here in the Word of God. And what a difference. Because when the Lord is coming with that internal calling, then it is becoming for a person so personal. Then he hears something. Do you know what he hears, as it were? He hears his own name. Then that word that has to do not just with my neighbor. No, then that word that is speaking unto me. Samuel did not understand. He thinks that Eli is calling him. And do you know what we read, boys and girls? That he ran to Eli. Do you do that too? When your mother is calling, when your father is calling, how many times do they have to call you before that you will come? And then how do you come? So very, very slowly. We don't read this of this God-fearing boy, but we read that he ran unto Eli. Oh, Samuel does not understand, and nor does that church of God understand. When the Lord is coming for the first time, and when the Lord is calling unto them, oh, then so often they do not understand what is going on, what is happening in their life. Samuel, he lays down again. Oh, what must have been the thoughts that were living in his young heart, because he was sure that he heard something. He was sure that he heard his name, but he must be mistaken. Samuel, again, a second time, the Lord is coming. The Lord is repeating himself. No, the Lord is not letting Samuel go. The Lord is not letting his children go. And when one time is not sufficient, then the Lord is coming also another time, because the Lord, he has a purpose when he is calling his children. Samuel, oh, how tenderly that voice is heard. How often is it not so? Especially when the Lord is calling a man, a woman, a boy or girl, when they are in their youth. We know that the Lord calls in different ways, because we can read about the jailer, that there was an earthquake. Oh, then everything around him did tremble. Then there was in his heart so much fear. We can read of a Saul of Tarsus, who was persecuting that church of God. And then the Lord is calling unto him, and he is falling upon the ground. Oh, we know that there are some who, when they are called, then they are laying under the very hard convictions of sin. And yet, there is also another way. Oh, do not mistake me. Every man must come to know what his sin is. But congregation, when a man, a boy, a girl, do you know, children, young people, do you know when the Lord is calling, when the Lord is converting most of his people? That is in the days of their youth. That is when they are young. Oh, do read the Word of God. Do read that which is based upon the Word of God, and beseech the Lord to convert you in the days of your youth. Oh, most of the time, and then it is not even with those hardest and deepest convictions of sin. But what is the Lord doing? And when a man is walking in the midst of this world, we would say in a blameless way, that is outwardly speaking, because when the Lord shows to us our heart, then we are not placing ourselves above the greatest criminal that is lying in the prison. But congregation, what is the Lord so often doing when he is converting someone in the midst of his church? Then so often, oh, the Lord is calling with that still small voice. Oh, the Lord is speaking. And the Lord is calling our name, as it were, that our heart may be drawn, that our heart may be filled with the love of God. Oh, that our heart may melt under the goodness of the Lord. As we are walking in vanity and carnality through this world, so that our heart breaks under that great goodness of the Lord, and that he opens to such a person what his great sin is against such a good-doing God. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, I called not my son. Lie down again. Oh, how tender also is Eli, isn't he? Oh, that is not his own child. But then we can feel something of a blessed bond there of this old man with that little boy. Then it is as it were his own son. Oh, fathers and mothers, you have children. They are not the beasts of the world. No, you have children. They have a soul. Oh, what is living in your heart? Is there now that tenderness in your heart for your dear children as they are going through this short, short life? And when they will have to enter also soon into that great, great eternity. Oh, Eli, he is so tender. And then he knows also that he is dealing with a child of the Lord. May you also, parents, have such in your heart, oh, that the Lord may give that we may be dealing with children of the Lord in the midst of our families, and that our hearts, they may go out to them in great tenderness in this world in which we are living. And then that little boy, he does not understand. And Eli, he will have to come to give him instruction. That boy, he goes to lay down again. And then we hear it for a third time. Samuel. O congregation, the Lord, he is coming so, so very tenderly. And now for the third time, so patiently, but not only patiently, also so persistently. And now that calling of the Lord, that is so personal. Do you not think that Samuel feels that? He has heard his name, his own name, for the third time. For the third time. He knows what his name is. He feels how personal that it is. But do you know what we read of that boy? We read Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Congregation, here is now that difference once again between that external call and that internal call. Do you hear it? Do you think Samuel was instructed about the Lord, boys and girls? You are instructed too, right? In your home, your mother and your father, they tell you about the Lord. And in the church, you also hear about the Lord. And in the school, you also hear about the Lord. You are so blessed, don't you believe that? Because there are many children, they never hear about the Lord. But do you know what we read here? We read that Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Yes, he was instructed about the Lord, but he did not know the Lord. That word of the Lord that was never revealed to him, is that not now so different? Oh, do you say in your little heart, do you say, Lord, oh, that thou would give me to know thee. Oh, that thou would reveal thyself also unto me, even though that I am so young. And you can be sure that that little boy, he was a riddle to himself. He was a riddle to himself because he could feel it. There was something. Do you know what he felt? He felt something of that calling. Because when we are called, then there is a drawing. Then the Lord is, as it were, he says, come. So that there is a love that is experienced in the heart of such a person. And yet, that boy did not know that it was the voice of the Lord. Oh, so it is with that people, that there is something that is experienced in their heart. There is something of that love that is experienced. There is something of that drawing that is experienced unto God. That is not only his house, that is not only his day, but it is his house and his day for the sake of him. Oh, that drawing unto him. But ask the people now, is that now the Lord? They cannot say that. And that little boy, he didn't know it either. And he runs once again unto Eli. Here I am. For thou didst call me. And then we read that Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. How wrong it was in the life of Eli. How far has he departed from the Lord? But there is no apostasy of saints. That was still a man of God. And that man knew. He knew for himself what the voice of the Lord was. Oh, there are people, they say we do not need to distinguish between the state and the condition of God's people. Congregation, it is so to the comfort of God's people. That distinguishing is made, and it is so according to the word of God. Because if it was from the side of that people, they would sin everything away. And now to see that there is something left. That life of Eli, oh, there is something still of that grace of God. And he recognizes that voice of the Lord. And now it is this man, John, he says, there are children, there are young men, and there are fathers in grace. And those children, they do not know what those fathers know. And so who now must give that instruction? We hear that Eli, he will give instruction to that little boy. Oh, the fathers in grace, even though they are so far departed from the Lord, and they are still by times, by the providence of the Lord, able to give instruction unto those little ones in grace. Oh, Eli, why does he not know that is the voice of the Lord? Have you not spoken in your life? Have you not said what that voice of the Lord is? Oh, that way of backsliding that has that tendency that the mouth of God's children is going closed. But now Eli, he is going to give instruction to that little boy. Let us sing 214, 1 and 7. My people, give ear. Attend to my word. In parables new, deep truths shall be heard. The wonderful story our fathers made known to children succeeding by us must be shown. 1 and 7 of Psalter 214.
Thank you.
our last thought and instructed answer. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. What is now that instruction that Eli gives to Samuel? First congregation, he tells him that this is the voice of the Lord. Or are there those in our midst to whom the children may come, and that may give them such an instruction to say, this is the voice of the Lord, or this is not the voice of the Lord? The Word of God, that is the voice of the Lord. But congregation, all when that voice of the Lord by the Spirit of the Lord is coming to bless and to sanctify that word, or are there then those who may recognize what that voice of the Lord is? Do you know what Eli does? And I know these words, they of course come from Eli to Samuel. But in that effectual calling, then Eli knows what is the what is living in the heart of God's church. And Eli, he tries to point Samuel in that direction. Do you know what he says? He says, you must give an answer. You must say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Thus he speaks about the attitude that the Lord is giving in that internal calling, and that is the attitude of what a servant. Children, you can understand this. A servant does the will of whom? Whose will? A servant does the will, not of himself, but he does the will of his master. And that is now the first thing Eli says to Samuel. You must take now the attitude of a servant and ready to receive the will of God, because he says that is now what the Lord is giving in that true calling, in that effectual calling. Because we read the Lord has a willing people in the day of his power. Thus, you must set yourself as a servant. That is in the first place. In the second place, he says, you must say, Lord, speak. Speak. Because this is now living in the heart of that people, that they have a desire that they may hear the word of the Lord, and that they are setting themselves to listen to that word of the Lord. And now there is a third thing. He says, you must say to the Lord, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. That means that you must say to the Lord that I am ready to hear. I am ready to do. I am ready to go. I am ready to set aside my own will. And I am ready to follow thy will. Oh, then Samuel, Eli actually describes something of what is living in the heart of that people, in that internal calling of grace. What do they say? Oh, first of all, they understand, they feel how personal that it is, that it is the Word of God unto me. And then they say, Lord, oh, speak now. Only tell me what thou wilt have me to do, and I will do it. And how does it go with that child? Oh, then we read the Lord comes for the fourth time. Actually, we read a difference this time. This time we read, and the Lord came and stood before. We only read that the Lord called, but now we read that the Lord came and stood. Thus, there are some that believe actually that the Lord came to Samuel in an external form, maybe in the form of a man, or at least that the Lord gave him to see something of his glory, that something of his presence may be felt for the help of that boy. And out of that glory, then we read the Lord, he is calling again for the fourth time, Samuel, Samuel. Oh, what an awe that has filled that boy when he has felt that he was in the direct presence of that holy God. Oh, how do we know it? We know it because of what that boy said. Can you read the difference, children? Eli said to him, you must say, boy, you must say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Now read what Samuel says. He says, speak, for thy servant heareth. What is missing? Do you know what is missing? The name of the Lord is missing. The name of the Lord, which shows to us what a holy awe has filled that boy. Because, congregation, we hear and we use that name of the Lord so freely. But when the Lord comes, and when we feel something of his presence, and when we experience something of that awful majesty, oh, and we do not say that we should not use the name of the Lord. But the Lord does not make bold people. No, the Lord makes people who stand in awe of him. And now the Lord, he tells Samuel of the judgments that are coming upon Eli and upon his house. He prepares that boy in that tenderness of his youth for the awful judgments that are coming. And it is natural that he fears to tell Eli why. Oh, he loves Eli. He mourns over this awful message and that he has to bring unto Eli. But when he is requested, then he tells him every whit, and he hid nothing from him. Do you read that, children? Oh, the Lord made that Samuel in his youth to be so very, very faithful, even in the very smallest things. And that boy who was given the fear of the Lord and was made faithful in the little things, the Lord entrusted unto him much greater things in his life. Oh, fathers and mothers, how do we bring up our children? There is no such thing as a small sin. No such thing. Oh, do we take notice? Take notice of the sins of our children, that we may warn them, that we may turn them away in all seriousness. It is a serious matter, every sin, because those what we think are just little transgressions, they are not little. No, if our children learn what faithfulness is when they are young, oh, then the Bible says, teach them in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and they let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Oh, it is the favor of the Lord that he is returning to his people. He is coming back again. Is that not a wonder? That he is returning unto his people again. No, not that that people, they have returned to him. But the Lord, he is going to return to them. He is going to put away the sin. To put away the sin. And then he is going to come back. O congregation, that is now our only hope. Does that take away our responsibility? No, it does not. Because that word, that Bible, that Holy Scriptures, do you know what that is? That is the word of God. That is the voice of the Lord that is coming to each and every one of us. How is it coming? It is coming so gently. Tonight, today, every Sabbath, it is coming so gently unto us. Do you wish that to be different? Was different once. Children of Israel, they stood by Sinai. And then it was thundering. And it was lightning. And the Lord came down on that mountain. And it was smoking. And that voice of the Lord was heard. And then that people, oh, they asked for something. They say, let not the Lord speak to us. Because they were afraid they would die. Do you know what they asked for? They asked for a mediator. They asked for a mediator. They said, Moses, let the Lord speak to you. And then you can speak to us. So you may now stand in between. O congregation, this is what the Lord has given. He has given a mediator who has opened that heaven so that that voice of the Lord that may be spoken again in a way that we would not die. And that mediator, he is so gently coming unto us. And he is calling us. When you take that word, when you take that on your lap, when you are before your bed, when you are at the table, oh, then you must remember that that word that is spoken to me, that is coming to me, it is the voice of the Lord. And the Lord says in that word, turn ye, for why would you die? Seek the Lord, he says, while he may be found. Call upon him while he is yet near. Oh, he says so gently. He says, ask, and it shall be given you. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Seek, he says, and ye shall find. O Eli, he said, if he calls you, if he calls you again, congregation, if he calls you again, if we may be able to get to our home, and if that word of God may come unto us again, or will you not do, even as Eli has said to Samuel, oh, take that word. I know you say it is the external word, that is true. But now lay it before the Lord and say, Lord, it is thy voice. It is thy voice. And Eli said to Samuel, you must speak unto the Lord when he is calling unto you. And you must say, speak, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Oh, take then that attitude of that servant to put away your own will and to say, Lord, thy will. Oh, give my heart to be one with thy will. Lord, speak. Oh, come, that it may not be only an outward call, that it may also become for me that powerful call, that it may become for me that internal call, that it may come for me that irresistible call. Oh, then, Lord, then I shall desire to do just as thou sayest. Oh, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Oh, you say the Lord does not work anymore. Congregation, it is true. It is true that it is very quiet, isn't it? It is very quiet. But we ask you this question. Tonight, before we go, there was in that day a Hannah that was such a burden to her. Is there such a people that say, Lord, it is so quiet. We do not hear thy voice. The word of the Lord that was precious in those days. Lord, there is no open vision. Then the Lord began with a little child. Are they here too? Boys and girls, are there little children here that the Lord speaks to? Oh, go on your knees. Oh, let us beseech him to say, Lord, come again. Open thou the windows of heaven and deliver thy church who has so far departed from thee. Oh, that we may hear thy voice. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou grant us a need in our heart, because we cannot die the way we are born. And if we go on to the day of our death, in our state of death, then it shall be an awful thing to appear before thy majesty. Wilt thou look upon us and bless the callings which come to us in this day? Callings by way of her that has exchanged time for eternity. Callings by way of the external calling of thy holy word. And may it be calling that is sanctified to the heart of this one or that one. Look upon us, bring us safely to our places in this evening. Help us in the week to come. And remember in a special way those who must stand by that open grave. Wilt thou give us also as friends and congregation a desire to come together with them upon that day? Because we have by nature no time to die, that our own death may not be the first time that we have attended a funeral. But wilt thou give us to separate, when it is possible, a little moment in this week where we may stand for a moment to consider our beginning and our end. Forgive all our sins and receive thou the thanks for all thy help. For Jesus' sake, amen. 220, stanzas 1, 5, and 6. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling, shine thou from above. 1, 5, and 6 of Psalter 220, and the last collection is for the Emeritus Fund. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.